Our guest at the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Carol has written lately, sort of in the context of all of our concern about the coronavirus and ways to treat it if someone catches the disease, and then of course, obviously, vaccines to prevent it. But sort of in that context, Carol has written about Native American remedies. Of course, obviously, did not have the access to the science and the technology that we have today, and nor did the settlers who came into North America. So they used what they could. Carol, a couple of interesting articles that you've done, and you write that the Native Americans would watch animals.
Yes.
And learn from the animals.
Oh yes, they were a different people than we were. They were very interested in nature and what was going on around them. And that was their way of curing diseases and things.
Mm-hmm. So they would observe what animals did and used in nature and then adapt that for their own use.
And they met, while there were Native Americans all over continental United States, they would trade. There were different trading places, and they would meet in, in Colorado, where Colorado is now, mm-hmm. out on the west, on the east front.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be, in the fall, they would meet there, and they would trade goods, they would trade stories, they would compare medicines.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the stories of the medicine men. I mean, that there,
yes.
which was the equivalent of a physician,
yes.
of a doctor in our culture. So they would exchange information and learn from one tribe would learn from another tribe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it said you said in your article that they would when they found a plant that they thought was useful, they would take only every third plant, or in other words, only take not more than a third of the plants.
Right. They were very cautious. They were very aware. Probably couldn't explain caring for the environment, but they knew it.
Yeah, had kind of an instinct for it or a
right.
natural understanding of it. Some of the things that you mentioned in here, sumac, which is grown in the woods.
Yes.
Yeah, used for eye problems and other things.
What's interesting about that one, right after we married and moved to Greenville. We were out in the country, driving around in the country, and I made my husband stop because I wanted some leaves and seeds and things for for the dining room table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of them was sumac, and I'm allergic to it.
So it's not good for everybody in every case. So.
Right.
Did you know you were allergic to it before that?
No.
Okay, that's how you learned.
In fact, because I'm from West Texas, I've never seen it.
I see. We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Red clover used for treating inflammation, respiratory problems, cattails, which we see around a pond, used as a digestive food, promoting digestion. You write that the Cherokees in particular were very knowledgeable and very helpful in transmitting knowledge about these various plants.
The Cherokee Nation was probably the most, I don't want to say civilized, they were the most knowledgeable on all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
But they had an ideal site to live.
Which was?
And many of them were along the eastern side of the Appalachians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the way down to the ocean.
Yeah.
And they had plenty of water, plenty of game. It was just an ideal situation for
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm. You write about blackberry tea. The Cherokees developing blackberry tea for upset stomach, even also as a kind of a cough syrup and I can conceive of that blackberry, something coming from blackberries that way. I found another, an article. This was from, and I'm not sure where this is from other than it's in the Appalachian area. It's about home remedies. And I remember my grandmother was big on on home remedies when I was growing up. And they mentioned blackberry juice, and it also mentioned the Cherokees as being instrumental in transmitting some of these home remedies in the Appalachian area. So some of these were quite bizarre, though. Where's the one I was looking for that was not pleasant? Oh, yes, this was a young man who had what was they called quinsy, which is now called tonsillitis, but very, very bad case of this, and he could not, he was impairing his breathing, not able to swallow, and the doctor didn't seem to be able to do much, so the mother said, I have an old remedy, I'm going to try this. It was hog manure made into a poultice.
Ugh.
Which they put on the young man's throat, and the story goes that the swelling went down within minutes.
Wow.
So you never know what might work, but obviously we're not advocating doing away with modern medicine here, but just to say that there are some things that natural things that do work. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone. Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.